I mean, we've been on a march as well about how when women's voices aren't listened to, how women can be treated so badly and how the world becomes a much worse place. And hearing about the fact that the majority of people who live in poverty are women. We have battles still to fight in the UK and to make sure that women are taken seriously in the UK and are listened to. And I think it is obviously about making sure that we get more than 22% of women in Parliament and more than 3 women in the Cabinet. But we also need to make sure that we have a vibrant politics where women feel that they have a place. And I think visitors to Parliament at the moment will see that it's largely men, but also see not just those that are alive, but the statues and the paintings also show that it's largely about men. And it mustn't be. It must be about women too. And it seems to me that probably the best representative of the fight for women to get into Parliament at all is Emily Wilding Davison. She gave her life for the cause. And I think that her story is a dramatic one, and she also has a strong link with Parliament, having locked herself in a broom cupboard in Parliament to be put on the census as being a woman in Parliament. So there are all of these very strong reasons, and I want to make sure that we get that. We're making progress. Parliament has said that they'll commission an artwork in order to commemorate women's suffrage. I'm concerned to make sure that it is something which is clear and will provoke storytelling, particularly to young women who ought to find a visit to Parliament something inspiring and not something which makes them feel excluded.